Ever pinch pennies all year for that one family vacation, only to feel the budget blues afterwards? If so, I was just like you. After three vacationless years, I stumbled on Credit Card Rewards Travel and cracked the code to amazing vacations that I could actually afford.
Welcome to Wonderland on Points. In this podcast, you will discover how opening credit cards strategically can save you thousands on travel. We're not just dreamers anymore. We're two adventurous moms turning dreams into reality. Join us as we spill all the points and miles secrets.
And contrary to popular belief, you don't have to spend $1 million to earn 1 million points. Traveling on credit card points isn't reserved for those with overflowing bank accounts. It's for everyday people like you and me, learning to turn routine expenses into free travel.
Consider us your points travel guides. This is Wonderland on Points. Let the adventure begin. Oh, happy day! It is a new episode of Wonderland on Points, and we are so happy that you are here. Joe, you have some exciting news today. You used your new venture, the credit, the $250 credit that they have right now as a part of an elevated sign-up bonus. How'd you use it?
I did, but also can I just derail us right off the top and say that when you said, oh, happy day, I immediately almost burst into song. What is that sister act?
Oh, happy day.
Okay. I love that movie. Okay. We're back. Yes. So everybody might remember that we have been talking about how we are going to get home from the Travel More conference because we accidentally booked Southwest flights, not realizing that they fly into a different airport, and we want to go to the Capital One Lounge in Dallas so badly. So Mary Ellen did some amazing, like, level 201 transferring to British Airways to book an American Airlines flight, which was very cool. I did not have those options for what I felt like was a reasonable amount of points. I had an option to transfer to Qatar to book for 28,000 points. And it was just like, that felt like a lot. So I've been scanning my options. And yesterday I got an email from Capital One that said, your $250 credit is ready, which surprised me because I have not hit my minimum spend yet. And I assumed that it would come with the points, just like other sign-up bonuses, because it was part of a sign-up bonus. But nope, it came right now. I'm probably halfway to my minimum spend on that card. So that was very exciting. And I didn't know how complicated it was going to be to use. I didn't know if it was going to be a statement credit. It was the easiest thing in the entire universe. I went to the Capital One travel portal. I looked up flights home from the DFW airport on the day that I needed them. And there was an American Airlines flight for $170. And it was the perfect time. It's almost the same time that you're leaving. It was nonstop. And I was like, oh, I can just use this travel credit and get this flight. And now we can go to this airport and to this lounge. And I'm so excited. But it was so easy. It didn't even, it's not a statement credit. It just erases it. And it says you owe $0. And then you click to confirm. And there it was. And I had my plane ticket. It was like, wow. I feel like I'm so used to Chase credits. Like if you want that $50 hotel credit, there's like, I feel like a lot of other brands of credit cards have hoops to jump through to use their credits, and they're almost always statement credits. So it was just a really refreshing surprise to be like, oh, this is coming off the top like a gift card.
It was it's a beautiful thing.
Oh, it was amazing. I was really excited. I'm going to put the venture link in the show notes because that offer is still going right now, and it's really, really great. $4,000 minimum spend, 75,000 points, and also the $250 travel credit. And you still get the two complimentary lounge access passes between now and the end of the year. That benefit is going away, but it's still on there now. So if anybody has ideas for visiting Denver, Dallas, IID, is that the other one?
Dulles. Yeah, Denver, Dallas, Dulles. 3 Ds.
Denver, Dallas, and Dulles. Love that. they have those Capital One lounges, and you get two complimentary passes between now and the end of the year to visit those.
I'm cracking up because we were joking about switching from Flying Southwest to Flying American just so that we could reroute instead of going through Dallas Love Field. We're going through DFW just to visit that lounge. And then I thought, wow, like that is the point. That's why companies make these lounges. It really did inform our travel and change our travel plans.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I mean, we are making our entire travel decision based on a lounge in an airport. So they probably should make more of them because they're so popular and everybody wants to do them. And they're only in these three places, which makes it difficult. I was like, where are we going to go between now and the end of the year where we can take advantage of my two passes? Because you have the Venture X, which I'll remind people has unlimited Capital One lounge access. So we're, I guess, going to go to the one in Dallas using your card because you can get a guest in. And then I'll still have these two to use and got to get somebody to get on an airplane with me so I can do that.
Yeah. And they definitely are going to expand and have more lounges. These are just the first three. So there are some others that are in process and you can look that information up online. But it just made me laugh that wow, this really is changing our travel. But let's dive into what we are going to focus on today. And I'm really excited about this. Number one, because I have one of my besties back on the podcast. Welcome back, Lindsay.
Lindsay.
Round of applause. You guys may remember Lindsay. She is a callback from a previous episode. She went with us to the Hyatt Regency Coconut Point. We have a whole episode about that trip, our podcast retreat. We had a great time. And Lindsay's family is in the points and miles game. Her husband was the first one to dive in, but now she is 100% on board because she has seen the power of the points. And so you see them, right?
Power.
Love it. Especially because you have a big family. You have a family of seven, five kids. And so for you guys to travel requires a lot of money and you guys love traveling, but it just wouldn't be doable without points. Am I right?
I mean, it's a small fortune to travel with seven people. So yeah, my children had never flown before. So aside from like when they were, I had one or two when they were infants fly with me, but never, they don't even remember. So for all five of my kids, it was their first time flying as far as they have any recollection.
That is so exciting for everybody. Yes. I bet they were so thrilled.
Oh yeah, they were pumped. It was adorable.
I love that. I love that points and credit cards gave you an opportunity that you truly didn't have otherwise. So where you guys went, you are big national parks people, and you did a trip that my family has actually been dying to do. And I'll tell everybody why we haven't done it yet. But I was so excited. I was like, you have got to come on the podcast because number one, national parks trips can be tough to book largely with credit card points, just because a lot of the national parks don't have hotels near them. But this is a trip that you guys were able to do using Chase points for Hyatt hotels. And so you guys went to, and I'm going to have you walk us through it, Biscayne National Park, Everglades National Park, and Dry Tortugas National Park, which are all down at the bottom of Florida. So walk us through. You said the whole family flew. Where did you fly into, and then tell us where your first stop was on points, and maybe even how many points you spent on all those flights, because you do not have a Southwest Companion Pass.
No, we don't. We don't have a Southwest Companion Pass yet. I don't know. It's like down the road for us. So we flew out of BWI into Miami. It was a little bit on the pricier side for points, but it was 8,500 points per person, which isn't terrible. It's not like when we flew down for 6,000. So it was 85 per person. So that's set. There were seven of us. We flew into Miami. And then we ended up flying out of Fort Myers, back to BWI. And we did, it was 120,000 points total for our flights, but keep in mind.
There and back?
Yeah.
For seven people, it's good.
Yeah. So again, like no money. you know, like that's
well, the $5.60 per person each way, but that's nothing.
That is huge, because think about it. That we were just chatting before we started recording about that you guys are waiting on a new credit card to come in the mail today, which is a Chase Inc. business preferred card. Mm-hmm. And right now, and this offer is ending, but you guys are locking in 120,000 points signup bonus on that card. And so boom, your points were 120,000 points for this family of seven to fly to Florida and back. I mean, that's perfect. One Non-stop. Card got you flights.
Yeah, that's a great comparison. Because I feel like sometimes when you're first starting with points, you just don't have a touchstone to know what the value is. And it is tricky because values change depending on what you're getting. Yeah. But yeah, that's great. So to sign up for this card, essentially it just covered seven people's flights nonstop to Florida and home.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's amazing.
And we had a very long delay. So we got on our plane the first time our kids are flying. We sat on the plane for 3 hours. They had us get off. And like the worst part was we were all like, my kids were so thirsty and we were like, can we get some water? And they like wouldn't give us water because I think they were trying to take off because there was this hurricane going on, if you remember. So the hurricane's going all across the East Coast. They were trying to have a window to punch through. We ended up getting off the plane. My husband and I ordered margaritas. He got an orange crush because you're in Baltimore. I got a margarita. It was massive. And as soon as we get them, the plane dings that it's boarding. So I pound my margarita. And he hadn't finished his orange crush. So I'm like drinking it because they were $20 a piece. I was like, we are drinking every single sip of this drink. So I was feeling great by the time we reboarded. But I did email Southwest and I just like explained what happened. And they ended up sending us vouchers for each ticket that we paid for. So we got $700 in vouchers for Southwest because of this delay. So I was like, I'm over here making money. So
yes, this is incredible. So you spent 120,000 points. You got your whole family of seven. Sucked and now on the backside. You got $700 now that you guys can spend in the future on another trip. That is incredible. All because, and I was texting Lindsay during this because she was like, oh my gosh, we just got off plane. I said, oh girl, I would be.
Margarita, my texting, by the way. This is why I was a little ragey.
She was a little ragey. She was like, I'm so thirsty. They won't give us anything to drink. I said, girl, I would be emailing them right now. You email Southwest, you tell them what's going on. And they are pretty good about coming through with the customer support and giving you something.
Yeah. And it was a concise email. Like it wasn't rude. It was just like, hey, here's the facts. Here's our flight number, whatever. And then within 15 minutes, I had an email back that said, we've elevated your complaint. And then I got a phone call like a week later from them.
Wow.
So, Good job, Southwest.
Awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So good. That is thrilling. Yeah,
if you don't like to make a phone call, they kind of make it impossible to call them anyway. So emailing is where it's at. It's effective.
That is good to know because I don't like a phone call anyways. So there we go.
I love that.
So you went to Miami. What happened from there?
So we get to Miami and we stayed at, it was an IHG hotel. I don't really remember which one. We had booked a few. One of them was under construction and it had bad reviews. We just end up picking. They're all kind of the same.
Yeah.
But the great thing about this IHG, It was like a big room. It had two queen or king size beds. And then it had like one of those little like half rooms with a pull out couch and its own TV. Mm-hmm. So, and then we always bring a little inflatable bed for our 7 year old and he just poor buddy, but he passes out immediately anyway. And then the best thing about this hotel, free breakfast.
Woo!
So, it was like 17,000 points a night. We were there four nights. But I'm telling you, breakfast for seven people pays for itself. And not only that, I did a couple where I would make myself like a bagel and whatever meat they had, either bacon or sausage and egg. And I would like put it in a Ziploc bag. I don't really eat breakfast as Mary Ellen. Like this was an ongoing joke of our last time we stayed together. So I like bagged it up and I put it in our cooler and I just ate that for lunch. So
I guess
I never bought lunch when we were there.
Just to reiterate, you are telling me that seven of you slept in one hotel room
yes.
for three nights. Three mm-hmm. nights? Four nights.
So it's four nights.
Four nights.
But there's a special detail I didn't even add yet, which is with the IHG, your fourth night is free.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you book on points. On awards on points. Days. Yes.
Yes. So for points, it's the we got free breakfast, free parking, because not everywhere has free parking in big cities. Free breakfast and then third night free. So 17,000 points. So end up being 51,000 points, I guess.
Yeah, I just did some quick math because that comes out to more like you did 12,750 per night, which is, mm-hmm. you know, I think people, when people are Hyatt people, it can be a little tough because a Hyatt you can get for 8,000 points or 9,500 points or 12,000 points. When you start getting up into the IHG and the Marriott points prices, I think people start to panic a little bit. But when you consider the parking, the breakfast, and the fourth night free, and you average it out across all the nights, it really is the same as what you would spend on a Hyatt. 12,000 points for a Hyatt is very normal. So don't forget about IHG, I think is the point.
Keep in mind, we are a large family, so we always are staying in like the largest room. So that's their price for their largest room, mm-hmm. essentially.
Yeah.
You're going to have to find the name for us and we will write it in the show notes later so that people can look it up because that's – if people always want to know –
the only name I didn't write down.
That's okay. That everyone right wants to know the names of hotels that can fit large families. Like that's the number one question that I always hear. And I'm a family of five too, so I get it. I want to be able to fit in one hotel room if we possibly can rather than doubling our expenses for two hotel rooms. So that is – awesome. Okay. What was the first national park you went to from that hotel?
We did the, we were in Miami for those 4 days. We did Biscayne. So Biscayne is essentially all water. We did just like book through the national parks. We took like a little boat ride through this estuary-ish area that had crocodiles. So I knew there was crocodiles in Florida. I was born and raised in Florida, but I have never seen one. So we got to see the crocodiles in Biscayne. We also saw like right out of the gate, iguanas, manatees. It was fantastic.
That's so fun.
And then we
did you get in the water?
Trip. Yes. So not where the crocodiles were. We did a snorkeling trip out into Biscayne Bay where they have like there's a lighthouse that's kind of like it's not technically a lighthouse because it's non-functioning. But we got to go out to that and snorkel around, which was really cool. So we did that one day. We did Everglades another day. So that was right near Miami too. And my kids are big into the Junior Ranger badges. So
love.
In Florida, they have the three parks. They have Everglades, Biscayne, and Dry Tortugas. But they also have Big Cypress, which is a state park. And if you also visit Big Cypress, which is right in the mix, it's right in there, you get a special patch. So of course we went and did Big Cypress too. So my kids got the extra patch and then they did, they got another patch, a water patch for going and snorkeling in Biscayne.
Oh, how exciting.
So they were very excited and they were cute. They were really cute patches.
I love this. I feel like we should rewind a little bit to the transportation element. Assuming you rented a vehicle of some kind that can fit seven people.
Yeah, we rented a van.
Okay.
Like whatever minivan they had. And so we just had that. And obviously, if you're going to be flying in somewhere, make sure you reserve ahead of time because there have been so many delayed flights. Nowhere in Miami was renting one-way vehicles, which is like we're starting in Miami, but we're leaving it in Fort Myers.
Yeah.
So have we not reserve that ahead of time, there were people that didn't have vehicles stuck at the airport. So definitely do that ahead of time.
Did you use any portals or anything to get extra points? How did you do the rental car situation?
We ended up going through Costco because it was the most affordable way to rent the car.
Yeah.
I don't even remember how much it cost, but it was one of the few things we paid for because the hotels and our flights were were all points. Although we did a lot of different boat tours. So that's kind of where things got a little expensive, but I just kept reminding myself, the flights are free, the hotels are free. The breakfast
yes,
was free.
Yes. And just to loop it back into the venture card, I think you can erase rental car purchases and probably even boat tours with your Capital One points. So I feel like I've been not interested in Capital One this entire time, but now I'm kind of seeing this full circle of how like you could really loop all of the brands together to get way less out of pocket. So just putting that out there for anyone trying to plan maybe a trip that involves a lot of car time or boat trips or snorkeling, things like that.
Something and if you're doing parks in Florida, every single park is going to involve a boat. If you're actually, well, I guess Everglades, you don't have to boat, but they do have that tram. They have a really awesome Shark Valley tram tour that was a must for us because it was so hot. Mm. And the only way to explore Everglades is either on foot, on a bike, or on the tram. So we did the tram, but every other park was boats. So, and we'll get to drive Tortugas, which is a serious boat ride, which might be the barrier for Mary Ellen's family, having not done that park yet, if I'm guessing right.
Yes, we can get into that. But so let me be clear with everybody who is thinking about planning this trip and where the expenses are. The boats for Biscayne and Dry Tortugas, you have to pay for private company boats, or it's a pay. I think for Dry Tortugas, you can tell me, but it's a paid, but it's still affiliated with the National Park Service, or is it a private company that does the boats? And then so that tram you mentioned, that was free because it's part of Everglades National Park, or is that a private company as well?
They're essentially contracted by the parks. So, and they always will say that at the end, because if they are owned by the park, operated by the park with like rangers, you don't like tip. They can't receive tips, but they did make sure to mention that they aren't and that you
can so you can tip them.
But we always did because they were so wonderful. Every tour that we took, they were wonderful.
If it is something people need to do in advance and shouldn't do when they get there, that's just something we want to let everybody know.
I would say definitely do it in advance.
Okay.
Do it in advance. Now, we did do a airboat. You do not have to book that in advance because there is an airboat place every mile. Like, there's hundreds of people that do the airboat tours. So unless you're going in like peak season, which is probably December, January, I would say if you're doing an airboat, don't book it ahead. But everything else, I would try and book ahead. We stayed there for 4 days. We did those three parks, Biscayne, Everglades, and the Big Cypress. Then we drove to the Keys and stayed.
How far?
Okay, so it's 3-4 hours to get to the Keys from Miami. And it's a beautiful drive, though, because it's the Keys and it's amazing to drive through.
Yeah, one of those drives that you almost don't even realize, you know, you don't remember how long it was because it was pretty.
Yes. Yeah. So we did a couple fun, like, touristy stuff on the way there. Like, there's a place you can feed tarpon, which was so terrifying, I almost passed out.
Why?
Oh my gosh. So you like get a bucket of fish. It's like $5. You put your hand in the water and these like 7-foot, or you put your hand above the water and these like 7-foot tarpon jump up out of the water and like take your whole hand in their mouth.
No.
It is so scary. I was laying down on the dock with my hand over and I almost blacked out. It scared me so bad.
This is a hard pass.
I like went to sit up and I was like, no, I'm going to black out. It was so scary.
It sounds like a little bit of PTSD from our time in the ocean. Like I just don't want 7-foot fish anywhere near me.
I'm getting hot thinking about it.
Yeah.
Like my body temperature is rising right now. I did it because I was like, we're here. We're going to do this experience. Like my kids were doing
teeth?
It. No, but they are like my son. I had a bruise on my hand because they come up with such force.
Uh-uh.
And my son had got cut by like something in their mouth. I don't know.
How does this thing stay in operation? This
is Florida, baby.
Yeah, you can do goes in Florida.
So
there
true.
Ain't no rules in Florida. So yeah, that was really fun. And then we got this key lime pie at some stop that was really cute.
Oh, perfect.
So we were trying to get all the Florida stuff. Oh yeah, we ate gator.
Oh my.
I've had it a few times because I'm from Tallahassee. So we do our
backwoods girl. We know you backwoods.
We do our fried gator because we're Florida State fans, and we would do fried gator when Florida State would play the Gators. Wow. So I've had fried gator before, but we had some at some dive off the side of the road gator place, and it wasn't fried. It was like sauteed, and it was chef kiss. It was beautiful. It was so delicious.
Wow. Really? I don't know. I don't know, guys. I don't know. I have a weak stomach. Just the idea.
Yeah, soft boiled peanuts.
That sounds amazing. I love
soft boiled peanuts.
Me too.
Oh wait, you said boiled peanuts.
Do you eat the soft boiled peanuts?
Oh, I absolutely eat boiled peanuts. That's the state snack of South Carolina. I missed that up here. I did not know that was a regional thing. I guess it's regional to the Southeast United States. When I lived in Boston and people heard me mention boiled peanuts, they thought I was absolutely insane. And that's when I finally realized.
They're the best. And the gas stations that have the ones that you can like scoop yourself out of the bin. Yeah.
There's someone selling them on the side of the road. I'm like, pull over.
That's the one to get it from.
If it's like an old dude with like an umbrella and a folding table, I'm like, those are good.
That's our guy.
I'm hungry.
So good. Yeah. So anyway, we make it to the Keys. And so one thing about the Keys, when you're staying with a large family, they don't really there's not a ton of hotels there that can accommodate large families. But we found a Hyatt. It's the Key West Hyatt Vacation Club at Beach House.
I have these on my list. We've been talking about going to Florida in January since we're not doing all of the honeymoon stuff that we talked about. And we were like, we have to go to the very bottom so it's still warm.
Yes.
So I was looking.
Where it's at.
Yeah. I was looking for Hyatts in the Keys. And I was like, ooh, what is this vacation club? This looks nice. Flying into the Keys is a little tough, guys. Just to derail for anybody who's looking at it, the options are slim. Slim. Although I did see something, an article written saying that Southwest is planning to have a route to the Keys. I just couldn't find anything about when that was going to happen. So,
ooh, that would be good.
Okay, back to this. I want to hear everything about it.
So, first of all, it's their vacation club. So, it was free parking also, because a lot of these places don't.
Yeah,
not a lot of land in the Keys.
Yeah.
And it's underneath the where you're staying. So it's like in the shade, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
So this place was gorgeous. We got a 2-bedroom. It's like a townhouse almost. It feels like a townhouse instead of a hotel, because you have a full kitchen. You have a full size fridge. You have dishes and a stove, microwave, like a big table. There's a big kitchen table. Has a living room area. The bathrooms were phenomenal. I was having such bathroom envy in the bathroom. It was phenomenal. And then you have every room has a screened in porch with like a fan. So that was amazing also. It was spectacular. So I'll tell you right now, it was a little expensive. It was.
Well, it's a whole Airbnb.
It was 40,000 points a night, but we did get like one of the larger rooms. It was 2 rooms plus like a fold out couch. It had 2 bathrooms also, which is really nice. And then it had a nice big pool, and it had a sandy, like the pool was paved and then it had a whole sandy area. And there was like all these, go ahead.
Was private to your little house?
No, it's in the middle. Okay. So all the houses kind of like square around this pool, and then it has a dock with like a little tiki bar, and the water is on the one side. It doesn't have like a beach, but it did have kayaks and stuff like that that I guess you could rent or use. I never asked about it, but they definitely have stuff there. I'm sure you would have to like sign them out and rent them in some capacity, because it's on this bay area. But it had these gigantic seats that you could fit like 2 or 3 people on with pillows and a sunshade. Ugh. And I was like, I'm on my own cabana. Like, they had dozens of them. I loved it. Because I'm like, I did eventually get very sunburned. But up until this point, I had not gotten sunburned.
You needed me. Very careful. You needed me there to remind you.
I know. I was being careful. But and then one of the funniest things that we did is Billy, my husband, and I went down to the tiki bar. And they had these little plastic cups. He's like, let's go get, oh my gosh, what are they called? But the coconut, pina coladas.
Yes.
Let's go get pina coladas because he doesn't really drink, but he loves pina coladas. So she holds up those plastic, like a plastic cup. She's like, well, this is, you know, $15, or you can get a bucket for $17. So we got buckets, two huge buckets of pina coladas.
That's hilarious.
So,
for anyone that couldn't see Lindsay's hand, because this is audio, she's holding up, when she's talking about this little plastic cup, she's holding up maybe 4 inches.
Like a red Solo cup.
Okay. So that's $15, and a actual bucket is $17.
A bucket was $17. And it's like not a full size sand bucket, but it was pretty substantial.
Did you die afterwards? Okay. Yeah.
It was so much sugar. First of all, I don't usually drink drinks like that, but it was just the experience. It was just walking around holding these buckets was hilarious. I brought them home. Like, they made it home. My hair straightener did not make it home. It is still in the Keys, but my buckets made it home.
Well, maybe this is a sign to get the hair straightener that you guys liked of mine from Florida.
I thought about that hair straightener. I was like, thank goodness I didn't have that. It was my Lange, or however you pronounce it.
Lange.
And I was devastated. And all my makeup got left behind. But
oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? You have a new minimum spend to meet. So just go shopping.
I will. And I didn't notice because I got really sunburned on our Dry Tortugas adventure, which I can segue into. So we went to the Keys because we wanted to do Dry Tortugas.
Yes.
That national park is an island in 75 miles off the coast of the Keys. So it's a 2 to 2.5 hour boat ride to get there. We had booked tickets on the Yankee Freedom, which is, there's only 3 ways to get there. You can take the Yankee Freedom, which takes like 150 people. It's a really big boat. You can charter a private boat, or you can take a seaplane. So let me tell you that we explored all of those options because the Yankee Freedom, the night before, called us and said, oh, by the way, our ship is broken for the foreseeable future.
No.
Well, turns out it had been broken for weeks, but they've just been waiting till like the day before to let people know, because I think they were hoping it would be fixed. So we're like, we came here for Dry Tortugas. Like, being at the Keys is cool, but like, we were here for this part.
With a purpose.
So we are scrambling. We are calling every charter, every seaplane. There's 7 of us. And there's also 150 people who are trying to, maybe not every, some people I'm sure just thought, okay, cut our losses. But we were like, we're getting to Dry Tortugas.
Hey, everybody, we are going to get right back into today's episode. But first, we want to tell you about a brand new way that you can support the podcast. If we are bringing value to you, if you are learning new things that can help your family travel more for less, then consider buying us a coffee.
We put a ton of hours of work into this podcast every single week, and it is our mission and our goal to teach you guys how to travel on points, to create a space where you guys feel like you're just sitting down with a friend to have a cup of coffee. We want you to laugh. We want you to cry. We want you to hear all of the vacation stories that will inspire you and your family. So if you are getting value from us and you are enjoying these episodes, this is such a great way to show your support.
So visit buymeacoffee.com/WonderlandOnPoints. When you choose to become a sponsor of the podcast through Buy Me a Coffee, you are actually helping us get the money that we need to buy nicer equipment, a new computer for Joe. We have some very tangible items that this will help with. So we hope you will consider it. Now back to today's episode.
We ended up finding a guy, his Captain Kelly. He was great. He owns Conking Around. Conking Around. And he took us out in his boat. But we were, at this point, I'm like, we're cursed because we get about almost 2 hours out. And he's like, it's really rough. Like, it was those washing machine waves where they're kind of coming in from both directions. He's like, he's so chill. He's like, so the boat's like taking on more water than the bilge can get out. So we're going to turn around because, you know, I don't know, something's going on with the boat. So I'm like devastated. I'm trying not to cry. I'm like, okay. So we turn around and we go back and he's like, are you guys going to be here tomorrow? We were supposed to leave that the next day, but we were like, if you can take us tomorrow, we will go tomorrow. So then he calls us that night and is like, I have a 6-foot crack in my boat. And
you were two hours from shore in a boat with a 6-foot crack in it.
So I'm dying. I'm holding on to the walls right now because panic is rising.
Bad goosebumps.
But I will tell you, none of us got seasick, but you should definitely take some Dramamine if you're planning on going to Dry Tortugas. We're not prone to that, but if you are at all, you have got to like double dose yourself because, so then we were thinking, oh, by the way, we were on an airboat. The airboat broke down. And then they couldn't fix it and they just had to like hop us on another airboat and bring us back, which I was kind of mad about because I was like, this is really expensive and
in the Everglades. Back.
So I haven't, I didn't send a complaining email about that, but I probably should have. so we had that happen. And then the ferry we were supposed to take broke. And then I told Captain Kelly when we got on his boat that we were cursed. And then his boat got cracked. So we were just like back at the hotel. And by the way, this was expensive to do charter your own boat. So it ended up being about $1,000 more than taking the ferry for 7 people.
Oh my gosh.
But we were thinking if we come back here, because our goal is to do every park. And we were like, to come back here and try again is more than $1,000.
Mm-hmm. True.
So we just like decided to do it. I felt like he gave us a really fair price. Because when you charter a boat, it's like, here's the price and plus gas. And he did not do that. He just said, here's your price out the door, which ended up being $2,600.
It's important to know because Dry Tortugas is one of the most beautiful national parks, but it's one of the least visited simply because there's really not a cheap way to get there. I mean, like you said, the Yankee Freedom, even if you get on the cheapest of the three options, the big boat that takes 150 people, it's still, correct me if I'm wrong, it's been a while since I looked into this, but like $200 a person.
It was not cheap. It is so expensive. It was, I mean, like I said, it ended up being about $1,000 more for us to charter our own boat.
Oh my gosh. Let me tell
you, if you have a large family, charter your own boat because it ended up being a blessing in disguise. So the next day we go out with Captain Kelly. He borrowed a friend's boat because he is that dedicated.
That's nice.
He went out and he got us there and he was just fantastic. Like he had lunch for us that he bought from, he always provides lunch and he gets it from this local lady who makes sandwiches and we all got like Cubans and they were so good. But the thing with chartering your own boat is, so we had it for the whole day. We get there. He's like, take your time, do whatever you want. And it was kind of nice because the ferry was broken. There was almost nobody there.
Wow.
Then we snorkel there. And he had the fins and everything we needed. So we snorkeled there. We get there. We do the Junior Ranger thing. We walk around the fort. It's really, really cool to do. The water is just absolutely pristine. Like there's nothing like it. It's phenomenally gorgeous. And I mean, there's just, you should go, Mary Ellen. I know it's a lot. The snorkeling was amazing. And you just snorkel right off around the fort. The water is so clear. We saw a million fish. And then when we were kind of done doing that, there is an island that you can see from Dry Tortugas. It's part of the national park, but people normally don't visit it because they're usually doing the seaplane, which you don't snorkel if you do the seaplane, or the ferry, which I think that there is some amount of snorkeling that comes with a ferry, But I can't imagine. I imagine it's probably very rushed because when we did that Biscayne Bay, they have to go through the whole safety tutorial and it takes forever to get your mask and your fins. And that was only like 20 people. So anyway, so we're done. We kind of do everything at Dry Tortugas. We were there for, I don't know, maybe 2 hours. And then Captain Kelly is like, okay, we're going to go over to Loggerhead Island, which is that little island you can see from Dry Tortugas. It has an abandoned lighthouse on it. And we were the only people there. So wow. That's where we had lunch and snorkeled the longest. And let me tell you, there's like a coral reef that surrounds that island. So you swim in between like the coral and the sand. And I have done snorkeling in a few different places, including like Hawaii and Jamaica. This was the best I've ever done. Oh. It was phenomenal. Like I picked up a conch that was as big as my forearm. I showed my son and then I put it back because there was a conch in there. And you're not supposed to take stuff from a national park.
That's right.
Just FYI. So, I mean, it was my favorite day. It was one of my favorite days of my entire life. So the boat being broken and us chartering a boat, even though it was more expensive, it was relaxed. We got to do things on our own time.
Yeah.
And if you have a large family, I just thought of it as like a cost per person in addition. And yeah. I was like, okay, it's worth it. Plus we get lunch. So I'm like, so subtract 10 from, you know,
what a blessing in disguise.
It really was.
Being at Dry Tortugas almost by yourself because the giant ferry couldn't come, and then truly on the Loggerhead Island by yourself, that just sounds magical because those are beautiful places. And to have your own private island, even if it was almost like Gilligan's Island and you were almost stranded the day before, still not over the crack in the boat.
But that's so scary. And the fact that you got 2 hours out and then had to go 2 hours back and there was a crack. I can't even breathe when I think about that.
I know. Well, I even made a comment because he even said that day, the day before, he's like, I hope I don't have a crack in my boat. And I was like, okay, I'm a little anxious. He goes, oh, I am not anxious at all. It'll be fine. So I was like, okay, but we made it back.
You made it back. Okay. You're here with us today.
We didn't. Thankfully. And I will tell you that the first day we went out, we never saw another boat. And I always feel like that's a bad sign because it's like, what? Did somebody get a memo that we didn't get?
Right. Where is everybody?
The next day we did see a few boats, you know, smattering around out there in the ocean. But I Dry Tortugas, I couldn't recommend it enough, especially if you can't snorkel there. I'm almost like, it's not even worth it. Although it is, but the snorkeling was so phenomenal.
Did you take your own snorkel gear since you went with him? Did he provide snorkel gear?
Yes. So he, I think almost every single charter will provide the snorkel gear. So he had fins, which is really helpful. When we did Biscayne, they did not have fins. And it's a little harder to snorkel if there's any current without fins. But he had the mask and these really good snorkels that kept water from like coming in over the top. You know,
nice.
Anyway, not that that's important, but it was fantastic. And the seaplane does not do snorkeling, but the ferry does.
If you seaplaned and you wanted to bring your own things, could you still snorkel while you were there?
I doubt it because the seaplanes are on a tight schedule. So it's like they come, they're like 2 hours. You're there for like an hour or two and then they go.
Sad.
So, so it's like if you want to come and do, that's enough time to walk around Dry Tortugas and see everything there. But they're like hustling and they're flying in people as fast as they can. So
wow.
If you're not into snorkeling, that would be the perfect thing because you're getting there really quickly. It's much faster than the boat.
Right.
But my kids love being on a boat. Like they felt like they got a whole day on the ocean, the day of the old crack boat day. And so if you like boats, the boat's the way to go.
I've had a good friend who did the seaplane and he loved that. He thought, that was great because it was so quick versus being stuck on, you know, the ferry for 2 hours and all of that. But he also didn't have a large family, which, you know, exponentially, I feel like, increases the cost. So it's a little different for him. But he did like the seaplane. He thought getting there that quick was valuable to him.
Yeah, yes. For those of us with extreme motion sickness, it definitely sounds a little bit less terrifying.
But it's so expensive.
I believe that that is the truth. But also, I mean, $2,600 for a private charter makes my heart stop. Capital One Venture Miles.
I'm telling you, when we like were on that island, I was like, I never want to be near paupers again on a public beach, too. I was like, we are wealthy. Like, it was amazing. I felt so...
That's the best.
I was like, I'm never going to a public beach again.
And so, and this is where you got like wildly sunburned and then didn't wear makeup anymore and then forgot it.
Didn't do my hair, didn't do my makeup, didn't realize I left all that stuff behind because I couldn't even stand up straight the next day. I was so sunburned.
Oh, no.
But it's because of my mother's love for my child. So my oldest daughter is very fair and freckly, and I could see she was getting sunburned, and I had a long sleeve sun like shirt. And although I had sunblock on my back, I even did the lotion, Mary Ellen, didn't do the spray because we learned roasted and toasted after the spray. But I gave her my swim shirt, and then I was like, well, I'm a little bit under the water. And I was horribly, horribly, horribly sunburned. I could make a new me out of all the skin I've been peeling off.
Oh no. I was peeling for so long after our last trip. So which I think is kind of a nice segue, unless there's more that happened down there, because after you went through the national parks and did all of the Keys things, then you went back up and visited a familiar place.
Yes, I booked this Fort Myers place because of our stay there.
Yes, how amazing yes.
It was a 5-hour drive from the Keys, which was
it's not bad.
Very difficult for me because I was so sunburned.
Oh no.
And we had gotten back that night from we had already checked out of our hotel in the morning. So we went right from the boat. We like kind of rinsed off and then we drove
5 hours.
Yeah. Oh. We got there at 11 PM. So we went to this place in Fort Myers, which the three of us loved and had the best time.
Hyatt Regency Coconut Point.
For anybody we have a whole episode. That. We'll link the episode in the show notes.
Literally, we added it to this trip. It was not necessary. We added it to this trip because of how much fun I had when I was there with you girls and how amazing it was. But they have a big family room that we were not able to book on points because it was already booked.
No.
So we had to do two separate rooms, which again, kind of ended up being a blessing in disguise because Sophia, my oldest daughter, and I were so sunburned that we just she didn't get as bad as I did, but we just stayed in the room the first day, the whole day. Hmm. So it was kind of nice that we had two separate rooms, but the rooms were 17,000 points a night. And then we did two rooms. So that ended up being 68,000 points that we transferred from Chase to stay at the Hyatt Regency Coconut Point. But it was just like, it's such a nice hotel. It is so nice. When we walked in, my husband goes, this is the nicest hotel I've ever been in. Like, it is so nice. They gave us like our little glasses of sparkling rosé or whatever it is that they give you.
Did they give you glasses or did they give you a whole bottle like they gave us?
They didn't give us the whole bottle. I was surprised. I was like, but I also was so sunburned, I didn't even drink it. I was like, I don't want this.
Yeah.
But it is delicious. And I felt bad wasting it. But yeah, we got there and the reason, well, we loved it so much because like we talked about how it just has a million things to do. And my kids did the water slides all day for two straight days. The lazy river, like they loved it. I was down there the second day, just wrapped in towels like an old lady. Cause I was like, I was like, I wanted to come here so bad. And I've just been in the room all day. I did look for Stephanie. Stephanie was our girl that we loved last time, but she had the day off.
So sad.
The day I was sunburned, she was there, but then, she wasn't there the next day. And I was like, oh, I texted you guys about it.
I feel like people need to listen to our episode because, like, Stephanie is a running joke for us. I do it at home sometimes when I need something. I go, Stephanie!
I'll tell you what, if I guarantee she doesn't remember who I am, and I think I would have genuinely been sad. So it's probably better that I didn't run into her.
Like, imagine being this person who we loved so much. No idea that there is an entire listenership online who knows her name and knows who she is because she's been mentioned on this podcast. I hope this makes it back to her someday, because I think that would genuinely bring me joy if I found out that I made somebody stay so memorable that they've talked about me on two episodes of their podcast.
I know. I literally went up to the desk and asked for her, but she would have the day off. So one of the things we talked about this in our last episode, but I mentioned the slides. They have like their adult pool. They have a regular pool. They've got the waterfall. They have the rock climbing wall was never open when we were there.
And we didn't do that either.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not climbing that thing, but my kids, I don't know. I don't know what the deal is with that. Or maybe it's more seasonal because this is more their off season and their on season is more like the winter. Our first day was a Sunday. And then the Monday was the second day. So we got there late Saturday night, but our first real day was a Sunday. It was pretty crowded, my husband said, like we experienced, because they do sell the day passes.
Gotcha.
But he said, but Monday, which is when I came down, it was like when we were there. It was a ghost town. So,
okay. So the locals must just come in on the weekends and get the day passes.
And I think it was like the last weekend before school started, possibly. Yep. But we did their boat ride out to their island, which is like my favorite thing.
The best.
I knew the water slides would be the kids' favorite thing, but the island with the chairs set up and the umbrellas.
It's the best. My favorite thing. I went to live there.
I sat in a chair in the shade, wrapped in blankets, watching my family go out to
too far.
Mary Ellen's favorite thing.
Lifeguard Mary Ellen trying to bring him back in. Back it up, people.
You guys have to listen to the episode. Oh, really? Well, we're impressive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, the water wasn't as clear when we were just there. I think because of the hurricane.
Oh,
so there was a little bit of debris in the water, like not debris as in garbage, but kelp or whatever.
Yes.
They did find some beautiful shells, but it wasn't as pristine as when we were there.
Okay.
I think because of this hurricane.
What a bummer. Did you take advantage of the shuttle into the town area that we totally missed?
We never did because we had our car. And I will say there was a fee for parking your car there. It wasn't a lot, but I do remember that. That was the one place where there's a fee for parking your car.
Okay.
We definitely would have had we not had a vehicle, because we did run to the store for some aloe.
Yep. That sounds familiar.
You know what we did do, Mary Ellen? We did the chip challenge.
Yay, the little golfing to the island. The
$25 bucket of balls.
Yes.
That's not shocking to golf people, though, because you pay $25 for a bucket of balls. You know, like, that's a thing. Golf is expensive.
So, and my son and I split it. So, I mean, not the cost, the balls. I paid for the bucket of balls. I may let him shoot more than I did, but neither of us made it onto that island. I was actually really surprised. I got real close. Like, it was like plopping on, like, I hit the same spot four times in a row, about 3 inches to the left of this island. And I was like, I'm done. Go ahead, Will. You can do the rest of the balls. I got so mad. I was sweating profusely. So I almost threw the club, which is a $65 fee if you break one of their clubs. I was like, I'm not trying. I will go in. I will swim into that water and wrestle an alligator. And but that was really fun. I mean, when you're staying somewhere on points, it's like, $25 because my son really wanted to do it.
True. Did you eat at the restaurants? Because we did when we were there before. The food there is a little pricey. It's not free breakfast. Mm-hmm. So what did you guys do for food costs when you were there?
So there is a New York style bagel place that my husband went to in the mornings and got everybody bagels. And we went to Publix. Because I love Publix. I mean, Mary Ellen knows. Well, you do have Publix by you?
Oh, no, they don't.
They're everywhere.
There's no Publix in Missouri, but I am a Georgia girl at heart, and the Publix are everywhere, and I love a Publix. They have the best wings.
They have the best everything. So my husband just went and got a bunch of different stuff from the deli. And William, my oldest son, is now obsessed with their hot honey wings that they had.
That's what I got in Georgia. That was the best thing I've ever eaten. I was like, how does this grocery store have wings that rival every wing place I've ever eaten? That was them.
Talking about them last night still.
Yes. We've been home for over a week. I need some right now.
Yeah, so we did that, and you know they have the smaller fridges. I don't know the food there. That's a bullet you're gonna have to bite if you stay at the Hyatt. You're gonna have to. You can do things cheaper, like you know we bought different snacks and stuff from the nearby Publix. But if you're gonna eat at the resort, it is gonna be pricier. But there's ways to make it more affordable. Like you know, I think we did Domino's one night, and everybody just picked one thing from their like $6 menu or whatever. I honestly, the first day there, I don't even hardly remember it. I was so sorry.
I'm telling you, that sun sickness is a real thing.
It is. I had bought Corona and I left them in the fridge. I was like, I hope somebody who's working here takes these.
Yeah.
I couldn't even drink. I was like, I can't. I did drink some white wine on the beach, and I was like, this is making me feel worse. I will say, so we got to the boat thing. So you have to like reserve a place to take this boat to the island, the Hyatt. We get there and I swear I had told my husband we have to make a reservation. I know I did. I think we talked about it twice. Well, he totally forgot. And they're like calling people by name to get on the boat. And a lot of people aren't there because I think they had a rough night or something. Because we did the earliest boat because I was like, we got to go when the sun is the least like
going to
melt me and light me on fire. So we're sitting there. I call the resort and I'm like, hey, we're sitting at the boat ramp. Can you add a reservation for us? And there's Jackson, because everybody's so helpful. And I always remember their names because they're always so helpful. He just like boop boop real quick on the computer, added us on. And
so in, nice.
Like just a few minutes, because they are not going to let you on without a reservation. Cause I think maybe it's a liability because there's paperwork involved. So don't forget to make a reservation for the boat, but if you do, just call the hotel and they will do it for you while you're sitting at the boat.
Hot tip.
Yeah. So oops.
Yeah. That would have been tough if they were full though, because I feel like when we went over to the island, we experienced like that every space on their reservation list was full. So, and we made it the day before. So
we were lucky too, because there's seven of us. So if they don't have it. Oh my gosh, you girls, guess what? There were manatees there. We were waiting on the boat. There were two manatees.
Stop.
It was the best. They were like, oh, look, there's manatees over there. And I was like,
oh my gosh, we saw dolphins last time. You saw manatees this time. I love it so much. I want to go back so bad. It's funny because I just, while we were talking, Googled how far it is to drive from here because my fiance doesn't like to fly and I want to take him there so bad. It is 17 hours to road trip from my house. I gotta get him on an airplane.
I know.
He does not like anything that alters his mind. He's just like,
here's what you do. You're gonna smash it up with a spoon. and you're gonna be like,
sneak it into his morning coffee.
Just some light drugging.
Yeah. Some light drugging. What a way to end the episode. This is how you drug your family members to go on vacation with you.
He'll appreciate it once he's there.
So I did add up the estimated value of our trip that we used points on.
Give us those numbers.
The flights, the place in the Hyatt's, IHG, and the Coconut Point, it would have been, if we had spent our cash, it would have been $4,024.
That is wild.
So, and what we actually spent, so with the IHG, there is a $99 annual fee, but then you get that fourth night free, which we did utilize.
Yep.
Right.
And then there's an annual fee for not the business card, but the Chase Sapphire card. So we had an annual fee of $200. never 2000. And it was a $4,000 trip that we used points. And it, and I always reiterate this to people. We are not spending money to make points. We are spending money on groceries, on like a car repair. You're just spending the money you're normally spending.
Yes.
But on a credit card where you're getting something back for it.
Amen. So,
yeah, this is not like we were joking earlier because my dog's at the vet right now. And I was like, before I go pick him up, I need this new credit card to come in the mail. It's going to be like $500 to $700 to get my this stuff for my dog. So hopefully this business preferred card comes in the mail soon. So
yes,
I can pay it off takes this brand new vet bill.
Sting out of it when you're getting a little something for it. It's the best. But yes, I'm glad you reiterated that because we don't want anybody doing any frivolous spending and we don't want you to go into debt, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you can spend $8,000 on a credit card. Anyone can, but can you pay it off? Right. I mean, groceries for a family of seven, I'm sure. Like our grocery bill is easily $1,000 a month. I can't even imagine. There's three of us. How do we do that?
Lindsay, we're so glad that you came on. I'm so thankful. I love spending time with you. Lindsay is the person that you want with you at really any given moment to liven up the room and keep things entertaining. And so I'm just so grateful that you guys had a wonderful trip and that you were willing to come share with us about
it. Well, thanks. I can guarantee to keep it loud. I don't know about funny, but it'll definitely be loud if I'm around.
You know, same. So that's why we love each other. And
remind them, Lindsay, you do have an Instagram account now, a public Instagram account.
Yes.
So share that with people.
Okay, so it is adventures_in_pop-up.
Mm-hmm.
So adventures in pop-up. And I post a lot of stuff about national parks, and I'm still working on stuff from this trip because it turns out like I get really into making videos and then I'm like, blah, I'm over it.
Yep.
So I'm trying to get some stuff out there. But if you have a large family, like I do, check it out because we have some stuff on there that would be up your alley.
Yes. And
like the kids are up your alley all the time.
not mine. I would give anything for my kid to be up my alley at any point. She doesn't want anything to do with me.
Even my teens are like constant. I mean, I guess it's great, right?
Yeah,
it's
no, that's great. Amazing. Yeah. If she comes
I
in.
I do love my children.
Yes, you do.
Say it together with me now.
We love our children. I messed that
terrible.
Up. I think it's time to call it before we derail or go any further down the unhinged rabbit hole. Thank you all so much for listening today. Lindsay, thank you for being here. I think that this is a great place to start for anybody that wants to plan this trip. It gives them some real actionable steps, places they can stay, points, prices, and it just sounds like such an amazing, epic vacation. And we are appreciative of you for sharing it with us. Yes.
See you next time.
It was awesome
to see you guys. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed this show today, please consider writing us a review or clicking 5 stars wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please subscribe and follow along so that you never miss an episode.
You can follow the podcast on Instagram or YouTube at Wonderland on Points Podcast. You can find me on Instagram at FamilyTravel4TheWin with the number 4.
And you can find me on Instagram at PointsToWonderland.
If you're thinking about getting a new Travel Rewards credit card, consider using the links in our show notes. Using our links helps to support us and keep our podcast going so we can provide you with all the latest tips and tricks when it comes to traveling on points.
And if you aren't sure which card is right for you, shoot us an email at wonderlandonpoints@gmail.com and we would be happy to walk you through a free card consultation. That's also a great place to send us all of your comments and questions. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you here next time.